T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog, I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. For some veterans, making the transition from the military to civilian life is a challenging prospect. Suited Soldier aims to make that transition a little easier by providing veterans with business suits so they can look, perform, and feel their best while exploring and pursuing their career and educational goals. Here to tell us more about Suited Soldier is founder Matt Wiardi. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
Start by telling us, what is Suited Soldier?
We really appreciate you having us on. The Suited Soldier is a passion product of ours. I am a non-vet business owner. My wife and I own a clothing store in Orange County. And the Suited Soldier, our whole goal is to get suits into the hands of veterans who are looking for work, and then hopefully in the long run, get them placed in a career. So we started this project out of our store in Orange County. We found that there was a number of veterans that were coming into our store because they were asked to be a groomsman in a wedding, or they needed something for work. Fast forward, the real issue became whether or not they could afford the suit that they were forced to buy for their buddy's wedding. So now we're in an issue where we started donating the suits to the soldiers because we saw the stress level rise. They would ask us questions like, hey, do I have to pay everything today? Is there a payment plan that we can jump on? Or do you offer military discounts, which we were happy to provide? But we did see the need in the financial realm. And so we started donating the suits to our veterans and started uncovering a much bigger issue that unfolded in the way of jobs, careers, where they're going to wear this suit afterwards. Mm-hmm. And so that's really where it started for us.
What was the impetus behind starting this organization?
We started the organization because, number one, we are all God and country. So we are grateful for our veterans. We are grateful for our freedoms. And we thought if there's somebody we can help, that it should be in that venue. We have such a great appreciation for our service members. So we wanted to do something because it was very personal for us. We're seeing it on a daily basis. When they come to our store, we talk to them, we hear their stories. And everybody knows, I don't need to get into the percentages and the facts about suicide, homelessness, joblessness, but those are the stories we're hearing. And it's very hard when you have a young kid who's fresh out of deployment and 22 to 26 years old, and he's telling you about the three buddies he doesn't have anymore that came home, that did not pass away in battle, in combat. And so we're hearing these things on a daily basis, and it made us feel like we got to do something, anything to help. And so that's where it really started for us. Fast forward now to, okay, they're home. Now what? There wasn't a lot of stories we heard about a life plan, a roadmap to career success following coming home. It's kind of like an issue of, we don't know what to do next, and there was a lot of hopelessness. So we have done some research, started partnering with some of the Cal States, some of the universities, to find a source of veterans, a pool of veterans, men and women, that are in their degrees, that will need suits, will need jobs. And so that's where we wanted to assist, is come alongside them financially to get them through school so they can have a life, get a career, and go that route.
I wanted to ask, how are you connecting with those vets? Are you just waiting for them to come to you, or what kind of outreach are you doing?
It's really cool. And honestly, we got lucky. We stumbled into it. So one of our veteran friends who was a customer, who became a really good friend of ours, got us connected to Cal State Fullerton. And that's what started the whole process. And inside of Cal State Fullerton, most universities, there's a veteran resource center mm-hmm. that they have a pool of 500 veterans that are in their GI, in their program for their degree, that are going for a specific degree to get a specific job. So they're already in process. We have a pool of veterans that we know are going the right direction, are career minded. And so our goal was to partner with these universities and say, look, we want to help them financially with their life expenses, whatever that looks like for them, so that they don't get overwhelmed, discouraged about finishing college and having to go find a full-time job to pay for whatever they need. That's where we're finding them mostly is in their degrees in the universities, utilizing their GI.
And I'm sure it's difficult for anyone who's trying to go to school full time and support themselves by working full time.
Right.
Was that a need that you saw?
Yeah, that's a big need. And for by and large, there's also a big family element there, too, because there are spouses involved. There are children involved. They're on their own. So there's not like a family they're going back to and living with mom and dad. So it's a big stress. You know, when one veteran described it to me in a way that I thought was a really clear picture for people like me, non-veterans that have not lived that life, but they live in community when they're deployed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a group of friendship. There's like-mindedness. They have a goal, a target every day of what they're supposed to do. They live with one another in community and connection. And so stripping that away, it is a very big transition in what we've been told that they don't have that camaraderie anymore. Now they're just kind of thrust back into life in distress and figure it out. Good luck.
Mm.
And so that is a thing that was a little shocking for me to hear, that one veteran said that you come out of deployment or your role into civilian life and you have all this hope and thought about what is going to happen for your life and it doesn't. And there's hopelessness.
Mm.
And so that to me was kind of shocking. So, you know, me having the business background I have, I wanted to utilize that skill set in attempting to help assist financially to get them through college. But yes, at the end of the day, the career is what matters to us. We want them to have self-sufficiency, independent money, a career, something to wake up and look forward to, hope again in the future.
I'm speaking with Matt Wiarty, founder of The Suited Soldier. What have you found is the greatest need inside of the veteran community?
I think that's a great question. I think there's a lot of needs. As far as we are concerned, because we want to be pretty focused on helping not every veteran around the country. If we could, we would. But we want to focus on the veterans that are in our community that we're around. I'm going to see them at the grocery store. We're going to be, our kids might go to school together. I want to be able to help the people directly in our community that need that help. For me, the greatest need, and I know I've said it, is the lack of hope, of future, of a direction, where to go. In a big 30,000 foot blue sky picture, we would have 1,000 CEOs, HR, hiring managers on speed dial, ready to receive a resume, even just a degree certificate from a veteran that they're looking to hire, and setting them up for success in a real, like, tangible headhunter, we're in your corner and we want you to get a really great job. That would be the biggest need fulfilled for me, is to have a veteran come and say, okay, what is next? And we're able to point them in the position down the path of the next steps for them that really sets them up for success.
And how can the community support you?
So number one, I know it sounds easy and simple, but we need finances. We want them to be, our veterans, to feel like they don't have to have the stress of doing all of it. They don't have to have the stress of a full-time job and a full-time schooling and a full-time spouse and a full-time parent. Like, we want to ease some of the frustration and stress off of their finances by assisting them with their life expenses. So for us, that's number one, is to be able to make sure that they are sustainable through their college degree so that they can get a career. Two, I'm really looking for CEOs, HR directors, hiring managers that are interested in being a part of this process to reach out to, that I could send a mass email, blind copied 1,000 people and say, here is this person's resume. Here's what their degree is in. This is what they're looking to do. Who wants them? And that would be a great, great fulfilled need for us. would be to have that connection of people that are interested in helping and hiring and being a part of what we're trying to do here.
What qualities do you find in veterans that employers would really be looking for?
Good question. So they are fantastically hard workers. They do not ask a lot of questions when given a task. They are used to kicking in doors. And so if they are asked to do what is necessary for that job, you're going to get a wonderful answer, a hard worker, someone that is grateful for an opportunity and somebody that is really, really down to earth. And I can't tell you that we had a couple of veterans give their stories at an event we did. And the gratitude given to me just for allowing them to tell their story was incredible. That someone would see them and want to help them or want to hear their story and why their story matters was more important to them than any amount of money we could have given them in their life. Because now they matter. Someone cares enough to hear where you've been and what you've done and why you are who you are and the struggles you've been through. That to me is more important than the money, because it lets them know that people care about them and their worth and who they are as human beings and not just stroking a check, you know? And so that is a big push for us.
And that is a great lead into my next question, which is, in general, not just in terms of career or education, but in general, how can the community help veterans who are making the transition from military to civilian life?
Yeah, I would say that because most of the time that age group is in their 20s that are making the transition, right? Because if they're not in their 20s, then usually they're career vets. So they're younger. An interesting fact I learned, maybe not a fact, but a story I was told by one of our vets, was the business world does not view military work experience as resumed work experience. So if you were a mechanic in the military, that was just for the military. You're not a mechanic in real life because you haven't gone to school and you haven't worked in a shop, right? And so all this experience they have, they're legitimately coming to an interview, to a job, to a resume with a blank slate. It's like
it gets discounted.
It's no experience. They come out of the military with no business connections, no resume. And the business world looks at them like they're a veteran, great, but there's no work experience. So number one, changing that mindset, that perspective of, hey, that work experience they have is extremely valuable in a lot of ways that a kid out of college will never have, right? But two, the community support for us would be to donate to the nonprofit and allow us to help the veterans that are right here, that are in need, that are all of the things I just referenced in the good, the bad, and the ugly, and let us watch us make change in people's lives as human beings that you could talk to today. It's not going to be somebody that we can't call on the phone, that we are not going to go to dinner with, that are not right next door as our neighbor, our friend in our church, like they're here. And so we really cared about making a local impact in our community because we love it. But we can see them at school, in our church, at the grocery store. We know them. We know them by name. And that to us was important because it's people that are tangible. It's not just they're over there. They're veterans by name. You know, it's by name, first and last.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm speaking with Matt Wiarty, who founded The Suited Soldier, which aims to provide veterans with suits for education or career interviews. How can we learn more about The Suited Soldier?
We have a website, thesuitedsoldier.org. There you can find out all about us, who we are, who our veterans are, and we will be posting every time we are helping a vet. We'll put that on our Instagram, at The Suited Soldier. You can donate on the website. You can call us. All of our information is on there. And of course, that information on our website is my personal cell. And if you have questions or just want to know what's going on, if you want to be involved, text me or call me.
And is there a veteran who you have helped who really stands out to you?
Yeah, the gentleman who is now on our board, who started out as a customer and is a Marine Corps vet, young guy, young married, ton of ambition, went through this program at Cal State Fullerton. We have been so lucky to know him and really gotten a lot of valuable advice from James, just in terms of how this works as a civilian, not understanding so much about the veteran lifestyle. But James is a fantastic friend and a part of our board, and he is moving with us to make sure that we're doing the right things, saying the right things, but also putting the money in the right place. And so we want people to know that if they donate to our organization, that money is going to help a veteran in your community that's right here.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for everything that you are doing to support our veterans.
Thank you, Pepper. It was my pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.